Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. On the Boss Man Show, new head coach of SMU, Rhett Lasher, here with me, with the Mustangs out of the AAC, out of the American Conference. Coach, what's up, man? How you doing down in Dallas, man?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. I'm hot. It's hot right now. But other than that, I'm good.
I hear that, man. I hear that. So tell me, man, how's it feel to be the head coach at SMU, a great university, great tradition, and a lot of resources down in the American Conference, man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm humbled and honored to get to lead the program. I mean, in a great city like Dallas, a place like SMU with great history and tradition. And I think, you know, over the last 3 to 5 years, we've really been moving in the right direction. And there's a lot of really exciting things happening right now. I mean, from obviously winning over the last several years to we're building a $100 million football facility, brand new, and just a lot of things going on right now that have our program trending in the right direction. So it's a really good time to be here.
I've been in Dallas, Houston, in Texas, period. So much talent right there in your backyard. You don't have to go very far to find talented players to stay out of Texas that play such great high school football. Talk about that, knowing in a place where you just dip into it and find anything you want to bring to your program. That's the right fit for you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of rule number one in college football is location is everything. And when you go work at a school, you know, the location helps you a lot in recruiting. I know my time at Auburn was great because we were close to Atlanta and places like that in the Southeast. It's no different here. I mean, to be positioned in Dallas, we're 10 minutes from downtown. We're the only Division I school in the city of Dallas. So we're Dallas's team. Dallas every year, you know, the 11 counties that make up the Dallas Metroplex here is number one every year for the most Division I football players signing. So you've got the best high school recruiting base. And then now in this day and age with the transfer portal, when guys want to transfer, most of the time they transfer closer to home. So we get guys on the front end, and then when they transfer, a lot of them are coming back to the Dallas Metroplex here. So, you know, we're positioned really well to try to bring in really good players every year.
No doubt. For you, Coach Lashley, how much has it changed the game since you was at Arkansas playing as a player to now as a coach in 2022?
Well, the game's changed a lot. I mean, you've got the one side that everybody's talking about right now, from NIL to transfer portal to all those things. That's totally changed. But, you know, when I came in, you know, I played for, a lot of people know, for Gus Malzahn in high school. We were no huddling in high school. And then, you know, in the mid-early 2000s, Everybody was still more traditional, what was considered traditional then. People weren't spreading the field, playing with tempo and doing all the RPOs and throwing it deep like we were. It was more of a rarity. Now that's traditional offense. You know, that's pro style offense. I mean, you look in NFL, the best quarterbacks are in the shotgun 70% of the time or more. You know, you look at what the Chiefs are doing with Mahomes, and you can go on and on to all the great quarterbacks in the league now. It looks a lot like college has now been looking for the last 10 or 15 years. And so, you know, where I think is what we do offensively was unique 20 years ago when I was playing or just starting into coaching. Now that's traditional. That's normal. That's what I would consider pro style. And so that's probably been the biggest change. And defenses have done a good job at adapting as well.
No doubt. And like, also for me, nickel's pretty much just the base defense. That's nickel. That's it. Yeah. That's the base is nickel now, not 4-3 anymore, 3-4. It's nickel.
Correct. You're getting five DBs on the field, athletes as much as you can, and your linebackers can run like the safeties and corners used to run.
You got there right, man. You got there right. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Like, my father's 82 years old. He's a coach, and he's one of the guys coach. He hates what he sees. He misses the I formation, pro-style offense, the strong offset fullback. He still loves that stuff to this day at 82 years old. That's what he loves. He hates what we mean. You and I love to look and see it. But for you, man, Did you like that style? I personally, I like what I see now more than I did when my dad was coaching me as a child. What he still loves his day, man.
Man, I appreciate the pass of our game. I appreciate the physicality, the toughness. I mean, that set the foundation for our game. But I think the reality of it is, unfortunately for your dad, is like, if I can get more plays in a game, common sense, I got more chances to score points. If I can make you defend the whole field instead of between the hashes, common sense tells me I've got a better chance to get guys in space and make it harder on a defense. And so I think it's like everything. We've just, as coaches, we've evolved, we've adapted, and we've taken the rules of the game. And we said, hey, how can we try to be more efficient, try to be more explosive? And it's hard to argue. It's a lot more exciting to watch.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach Lashley, seeing my dad coach people all these years, and he wanted to help young men grow and become better people. So for you, Coach, I want to ask you, like, what is your why? Because I know my dad's why, but what's your why you get out and coach it? And what sparked you wanted to become a coach?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, my dad coached high school football for 8 years when he first got out of college, and then he went into business world. But he was a coach at first, and then I played for Gus Miles, and I played for another guy named Chris Wood in high school. And I saw the impact those guys made, not only on my life, but a lot of my teammates. And, you know, the locker room is sacred. It's an awesome place where, you know, a lot of the things that are in the outside world, we don't have to deal with as much. There's a team. Everybody's in there together. But everybody comes from different backgrounds. Some people come from two-parent homes, no parents, adopted, one parent. I mean, grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle raised you. And so, you know, everyone's different. And to watch coaches impact every young man in a different aspect of their life, I always thought was really cool. And so to get to do what I love, what I enjoy competing and winning and all those things to make a living. But really, at the end of the day, it's how can we impact the young men that we get to lead and get to coach? And that's what I think at the high school and at the college level is still a big part of it. It's a very influential time in their life. And so I always say, like, these young men, we recruit them. We bring them in. We coach them from 3 to 5 years. They go through a lot of change and ups and downs in their lives. We're able to walk through that with them. And if we do our job right, years from now, when they're getting married, when they're having babies, all those things, they're inviting us back to those things. They're sending us announcements. They're including us in that, because you can only coach them as hard as you're willing to love them. And I think the relationship aspect is the most important. And, you know, it's life's about people, life's about relationships. And it gives us a chance to pour into these young men at an influential time in their life through a game that teaches you so much about life.
And Coach Lash, I'm going to tell you a quick story. You know, I interviewed Joanne Esposito, coach at UMKC, the Roos, last week. What's funny thing about it, Coach didn't realize I was in his camp as a child at 4 years old. It blew his mind that I was a camper as camp as a young four-year-old in his football camp, in basketball camps, at 4 years old, and sending me a name, because me and you are the same age. I'm almost 40. So it's like, he's like, wow.
Why you got to put my age out there on the street, man? Why you got to go there? I just turned 39. I got one more year before that 40 thing.
We're same age. Same age. We almost there, man. So he was like, he couldn't believe the fact that, hey, he was 30 years old. He was in my camp as a kid.
How about that? You know, I mean, but that's cool. You never know the connections you're going to make, how someone will positively or negatively impact you. And there's just no, I mean, look, wins are great. Keeping our job and all that's great. But there's no greater feeling when a former player comes back, gives you a big hug, says, "Coach, I love you. Thanks for everything you did for me." I mean, that's the why and that's the purpose.
I hear that, man. You ask his coach, Lashley, for your program, what's going to be your foundational points and your key values for your program going forward here that you're building here at SMU?
Yeah, I think, you know, stylistically, we try to keep it really simple. We say we want to play fast, physical, and relentless. That's on every side of the ball. We want to be aggressive. We want to be fun, exciting to play, exciting to watch. Offensively, we want to try to dictate to the defense. Defensively, we want to try to dictate to the offense. I think when it comes to a foundation, we keep it really simple. We got four core values here, and it's family first, not just lip service. We got to live it. We got to be it. That takes time. That takes relationship building. But we can't win a championship without a connected team. I think second is competitive excellence. I mean, we compete in everything we do. Every day you wake up, you're competing against somebody. If nothing else, yourself. Third thing, hard work and discipline. The fourth thing, we want to be finishers. You know, you got to finish games. You got to finish in life. And so those are all four things that have nothing to do with ability. But we feel like if we can have that as an identity and as our DNA as a team, we can be successful, and it'll also help these young men long after football.
No doubt. I feel like you're in a great conference. The American Conference is a tough league. Our talented coaches, our talented players. I know Memphis is up the road from here. Charlotte's leaving the conference, but I know Memphis has a heck of an offense there, a great tradition in Memphis as well. A lot of different schools, East Carolina as well. So talk about the conference that you all have, man, and the depth of it from top to bottom and the talent you face every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at there was, what, three conferences that had a team represented in the College Football Final Four playoff last year, and we were one of them. You know, I think you look at what Cincinnati did, beat Notre Dame, making to the playoff, UCF, how they beat Auburn in the bowl game. You look at Houston beat Auburn in the bowl game, UCF beat Florida in the bowl game, SMU, we beat TCU the last two times we've played. I mean, it's a really good league. What's different in the league now that even when I was the OC in 18 and 19, it's just top to bottom. It is really good. There's no easy games. I think the league has gone out and the teams in our league have established we can beat anybody and obviously make it and play at the highest level. So we've got a really tough schedule this year. It's a great challenge. But, you know, there's a lot of schools like Memphis that I didn't even just mention there that are just incredible. So anybody can beat anybody any week, and that's what I think makes a great league.
No doubt, man. I got two more for you, man. Coach, last year, usually this was Auburn for a little while. Let's talk about recruiting Georgia and Atlanta, the talent here in Atlanta that runs deep here in our state here, and the type of quality of player that you get coming out of Georgia and Atlanta specifically.
Man, incredible athletes. I mean, from Atlanta all the way south down into South Georgia. I know when we were at Auburn, you know, the state of Alabama is key, but South Georgia, we consider that in-state to us. And even when I was at Miami, we recruited South Georgia and got some really good players out of there. There's so many athletic young men that can really play, but they haven't even scratched the surface sometimes of their potential. So when they get to college, they develop over the next 2 to 3 to 5 years. They're coached really well in the state of Georgia. So, you know, when you start talking about, hey, what's the best places to get high school talent in the country? You know, obviously Dallas Metroplex, Houston, South Florida, Atlanta, South Georgia, those are always the ones that come up first. And that's why I think they're so heavily recruited by so many of the great programs.
Now, Coach, this is a good important question for you, man. Now, I'm a foodie, so I'm going to ask you a food question about Atlanta. What's your favorite spot to eat here in Atlanta when you come to town to recruit, man?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I really liked a restaurant called The Optimist. Adam Evans, he's now got his restaurant in Birmingham. Kevin Rathman's Steakhouse is really good. All the food's good. So I don't know if I can narrow it down to one. You know, and then you got the Varsity that everybody goes to. So, I mean, you got a lot of options. And being a foodie, Atlanta and Dallas are both two pretty good places to be.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this is going to score some points with your wife. Come to bring us a Raise on the River in Cobb County.
Seafood. What was the question?
I'll say, this is a good thing for bring out to come to Atlanta, bring your family, bring your wife.
Yeah.
Raise on the River.
Raised on the River. I've heard of it. I've never been there.
That's what score you a lot of points.
All right. Well, I guess I'll
tell you.
I'm going there next. Is that your place, Raised on the River?
I learned that when I took my girl there. She really enjoyed it. It scored me a lot of points. So I'm like.
So it's going to score me a lot of points. It's going to set me back quite a bit, too.
A little bit.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. Hey, that was a great time on the river eating seafood, man. It was a great time. Hey, it'll pay for itself, man.
Hey, Raised on the River. We're there next time.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, it was fun, man. I hope to see you. Are you all at Memphis this year, or are you all not playing at Memphis?
No, they actually play us at home last game of the season, Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we do play in Orlando and Tampa at Central Florida and South Florida this year. So that's probably the closest we're going to get to you.
So I'm trying to figure out, as long as the Hawks don't have a game that weekend, if it's the right state, I could maybe make it to Orlando, Tampa. But as a drought,
come on, man. They play 82 games a year. You can miss one.
It might cost me some out of my chick.
don't do it, then.
Something about that. Like, but it costs some out of my check if I do that. But if it works out the right way out there, man, I'm going to get in the car and drive. And I love driving down to Orlando, Tampa. So no problem. See, you go against Gus Malzahn. They're on the show. He's a cool guy as well, man. Enjoy talking to Gus Malzahn on the show as well.
Awesome. Man, Coach. Yeah.
Hey, it was fun talking to you. We'll do this again real soon, Mike. And hey, the same age, man. So we got that going for us. The same exact age, brother. We got it going for us, man. One more year.
One more year.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey, Coach, you be safe, man.
Thanks, you too.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.